Greetings, football fans. This is Rita, your thrice champion in the Option Pick'em Football Challenge with D&Z. Each week, we pick the winners for every NFL regular season matchup and compete to see who comes out on top. It's free to join, and the winner gets the ultimate bragging rights and a chance to record this spot next year. Are you in? Come test your skills against me, D, Z, and the rest of the league. Visit the Fade Route socials, click Join the Option, and sign up today. Good luck, and we'll see you for week one.
It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? Well, you know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at Fade Route Podcast, or drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ, and you could be next. Part two of our interview with Dr. Tommy Rees starts right now. If you missed part one, you know what to do. Check out the most recent episode of The Fade Route with D and Z. And we're being joined by former Navy Air Crew veteran, sports chiropractor, team chiropractor for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Dr. Tommy Rees. And a lot of weekend warriors like myself and D treat pain as an inconvenience to be numbed or ignored. You often talk about pain being a critical signal rather than just a symptom. How do you get an elite athlete or an everyday runner to change their mindset around pain without losing their competitive edge?
Yeah, good question. So the biggest thing that I tell people, it's not the present, it's the future. You've got to think, like, where do you want to be at 70, 80? Now, when you have pain and you don't address it, well, that pain can heal, but it may not heal correctly. Or it may be lingering into it from an acute to a chronic to arthritis. When you get to that point, you're pretty much irreversible. Now, if you address it earlier enough, you can prevent that elongation of that situation that have the arthritis or the joint replacement world. So when I always talk to guys that are young that don't really do that, like that good rehab or that exercise or prehab or some type of like stretching, you always have to remind like, them, like, look at that 60-year-old guy right there that walks well versus that 60-year-old guy that has a limp. Go talk to them and see what they did. What type of protocols did they did? Same activity, but one has a more diligent and consistency with stretching, working out, recovery, where the other guy is just basically, I got injured, sat on the couch, ate an ice cream, no big deal, let's go back at it, you know, and then, you know, no pain, no gain mentality. So it's really about understanding about where you want to be at in the future and then apply it in the present with all the specialties as far as like seeing me, understanding your body's recovery system, and then get into the best environment for like prehab stuff, like pre-injury stuff.
And where does chiropractic fit into that space? I mean, I have a chiropractor. I love going to my chiropractor. Like, where do you as a chiropractor fit into that space?
Okay, here's a great thing about chiropractors. So chiropractors, medical doctors, we go to the same training. It's just that where it deviates is the therapy or the treatment. They go down the pharmaceutical approach and we go into the innate intelligence, our own body's ability to heal. So athletes like that. They like the ability that, hey, if I get my body in perfect unison to what I want, I can perform to my best. You know, not this pharmaceutical world where I can like hide the injury or I can do something in cosmetic or something, you know, that kind of like just systematically make me feel better in the meantime, but futuristically not so good. Well, chiropractic gives you the ability to have the best communication for all your systems to do its job. That's where I feel that when you look at athletes, when they go into a high performance, you're going to see a chiropractor with them. You're going to see somebody that really understands about getting your body to its peak performance by your own ability, but using, of course, using outside type of therapies. But that's where chiropractic gets really strong in some kind of like wellness world that understands about the future. It's about your own body's ability to do its job.
100%. I mean, I've been going for about 2 years now, and I feel like a totally different person. Like, it's amazing the effect that avoiding those medications, like you were saying, and just like actually dealing with the problem makes a huge difference.
That's big. You know, like in the sports world, you know, like chiropractors, people think chiropractic is about the joint and you do an adjustment, you get an audible sound, and then it feels good. Well, in the sports world, that's important. But the other important proper, the tissue is the outside tissue. It's a soft tissue around the joints. And that's where sports guys like me really like tune into. So you can have a joint that's maybe like, they call it subluxated or misaligned, and you can put it back in alignment. But if the soft tissue is not balanced correctly, now it just takes a couple minutes and it'll slide right back out of place. So that's why in the sports world, it's about symmetry. It's about making sure you got the balance, the yin and yang, you know, the antagonistic muscle to fight against each other properly, but also synergistically work together at the same time. So that's why when you look at sports and then people, weekend warriors, or even just everyday person, I treat everybody like an athlete. It's all about biomechanics. How do you properly move and make sure that that tissue moves correctly with that joint? So then when you do a movement that you need to kind of compress, it's going to react correctly.
Yeah, I feel like that happened with Alexa Bliss in WWE, right? She hurt her shoulder, and she thought by just putting it back in, she was good to go. She'd be able to wrestle again really soon. Yeah. And they're like, no. You've got a long road to recovery. You've got to get that. You've got to, you know, build up that muscle again, get that strength back before you even take any more contact.
And also the concept that, like, there, she's also, I believe she's double jointed. If that's really a thing, like, you can clue us in on that, Doc. Is being double jointed really a thing?
And it's a nice terminology, but it just means you're hyper mobile. That's all it is. You can go further than the normal range of motion. You know, if you look at the elbow, it goes like from zero to like almost 180 degrees. So if you're like, you know, double jointed, you can go like negative 20 degrees. You can go more into an extension because your ligament that holds the joint in place is got some laxity to it. And females are more flexible than males. And especially after they have childbirth, you know, their ligaments around their pelvic has to expand out to, you know, get ready for the childbirth to have that baby get delivered. Well, females sometimes after delivery, they don't have that ligament tightened back up. So they have a lot of laxity, just not in the pelvic area, but in their knees, hips, and other joints.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happened to Serena Williams too, like if I remember correctly. But when looking at the recovery routines of NFL players and Olympians alike, what's one high-level strategy or habit that regular gym goers or weekend warriors could and should steal for themselves?
It's sleep. It's rest. You've got to get your body back to square one, and the easiest process is sleep, a good sleep. You know, there are athletes out there that say they can only like do like 6-5 hours a day. Well, put a nap in there. You need to recover. You got to shut down not just physical side, but it's the mental side. You know, I think the military did a study that you can only stay awake for 3-4 days before you start shutting down the organ system. I think that's what it is, 3-4 days.
Wow.
3-4 days. So that's why it's important to have some type of sleep, right? So you can see how important sleep is just for just normal function. So imagine if you want to go for the top performance, well, you need sleep. You need to figure out how to get that sleep and, you know, 6-7 hours, but consistent sleep, a solid sleep without no interruptions.
I mean, to tie it back to what you were talking about before, when you're, you know, it explains why sleep deprivation is a torture technique. So definitely, yeah. Nice, pretty bow, Doc. Like, right there. When you put it all together.
Are you a big hypobaric chamber guy or no?
Yeah, I've got 3 of them in my office. You know, hyperbaric chambers. Let me tell you, that's a secret out there. Not only is it good for, like, you know, like I started having the hyperbaric chamber because of my athletes recover quick. So anything when you get in an oxygen-rich environment, you're going to heal faster. Then you put a compression component in there, right? So it, number one, it helps you kind of get that pressure gradient, right? Because in the cell, there's more pressure inside the cell than outside the cell. So there's a couple of channels that kind of like pull things through the cell membrane to get that kind of stuff, oxygen, into the actual cell. But when you have a high pressure, when the pressure gradient has been reversed, now everything outside the cell will get diffused easier into the cell. So oxygen. Then what's really cool is that in the blood, right? And you look at the blood and there's a hemoglobin that carries these oxygen molecules throughout the body. Under pressure, there's so much pressure in there. It's not even in the hemoglobin itself, but it's also in the plasma. You're getting saturation of oxygen throughout the whole body through not just at the hemoglobin carrier molecule, but through your plasma. So you get it delivered in the small little areas that you're probably having difficulty because you're injured. So when it comes to hyperbaric chamber, fantastic. And then on top of that, they had a study about reversing aging process in your telomeres. So your telomeres, of course, in the ends of chromosomes are the thing that helps you, like, you know, like protect it. And if it shortens, it basically goes into like a thing called senescence, where the cell can't do this mitosis and divide and make more cells or regenerate tissue. So they say that in this study, you do 50 these dyes, these little treatments per year, you can reverse those telomeres to grow again, and then you can stop that aging process or that senescence or that zombie state in your cells. So that's another thing that's pretty good about the anti-aging component of it.
Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into The Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
So, we'll get you out of here on this one, Doc. You're big into regenerative medicine. You wrote a book on it. It's right over your shoulder, The Future of Regenerative Medicine. And regenerative medicine is huge right now in professional sports. From your perspective, what cutting-edge recovery or regenerative treatments are actually living up to the hype? And where do you see sports medicine heading in the next decade?
Well, it's a thought process. So it's the way you have to think about things. Is it about really forcing or replacing or giving some type of a pharmaceutical? It's more so about the signal. Your body has the ability to do things. You just have to get the right signal in there. Just like you hear these buzzwords about peptides, you know, we all know about testosterone, hormones. Well, they're all signals. You have to get the right signal. Just like when someone ages, like a male, like if someone like me, you know, your testosterone will start declining. It's not because, you know, we have a poor, like a target tissue that can't receive it. It's because the signal isn't being as loud or as pronounced as it was when I was younger. But here's the thing. If you can introduce a cell-free molecule that represents a testosterone, a hormone, well, that's what you want. So that's where the modern medicine is going to move towards to signaling. Signaling your existing tissue to do its job. And that comes in all forms. It can be coming from plant-based, synthetic, or it can come from human tissue like stem cells. So it's about getting that, they call it the cell-free, the bioactive biomolecules. Because you don't want a live cell in your body that people are, you know, they're marketing out there. Hey, 10 million cells of stem cells, mesenchymal stem cells. You can go down this place and get these cells. Well, you have to be careful because when you inject something in your body that has a DNA component in there, like a real cell, right? Well, your body's going to recognize that as an antigen. When you go down that pathway, you're looking at yourself as a viral load. Now you have to make these guys fight this antigen, right? And then here you go. That's why you hear people say, hey, yeah, I got these IV injections and I got 10 million cells. But then the next day I got real sick. Mm-hmm. Well, you got sick because you got introduced to this thing that maybe possibly your body identifies a virus and attacked it. So that's why your immune system drops down because you are fighting something else. And then they say, oh, I feel better afterwards. So you don't want the live cells. You want the thing that secretes these things called EVs, extracellular vesicles, the signals. Again, going back to that cell-free, no nucleus, no DNA, just the signals to tell your existing tissue to do its job.
That's all fascinating stuff. And it definitely, it takes you into like a brave new world that I don't know if we're necessarily prepared for here, Doc. But I'm glad that we had you on to educate us a little bit. Dr. Tommy Rhee, author of The Future of Regenerative Medicine, founder of Regen. Thank you for coming on, sir. And if you want to be the newest member of the in crowd, hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoute@DNZ. And you could join us on the in route. Dr. Tommy Rhee, thank you very much for coming on. And where can our guests find you? And plug away.
Okay, so you can go on my website. It's Regen, so it's REEGN.com, and you can learn about everything that I've talked about here about the stem cells, the signals, and more importantly, the topical application that I developed. And then you can go Google my name, go to Amazon, find my book there, and then more importantly, just hit me up with the email and then ask me a question.
Will do. Absolutely. And thanks for coming on once again.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.